Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we want to share, recently, James Gall just shared four strategic turning points that he sees happening and occurring. And for us to take note and listen to, he had some time to spend some time with the Lord. I guess he was recovering from having some surgery. So he has been spending time recovering. And then as he's recovering, he's seeking God. And he feels like the Lord has showed him four turning points. And one of them he shares is one in the Middle East. And he titles it A Boiling Cauldron. He says, recently I was given a warning dream stating that we were entering into the time of the division of the nations. Nation after nation will take a stand against Israel and her land covenant with God and abandon her. He continues to say, many nations will take a dangerous position at this time concerning their posture toward Israel and the land. And I have been declaring for over a decade that in 2013 a war would break out in Syria and the Gaza Strip would spill over into the fall of 2014. So he says he's been prophesying about this beforehand.
Oh, wow.
He says tensions would then escalate and the Middle East would be a boiling cauldron where it seemed as though things were totally out of control. But I continued to look as darkness began to make advantages. I was looking for the promise in the midst of the time of trouble. And that's what you got to do. You got to look for the promise. You got to look for what is God going, how is God going to redeem this situation? Mm-hmm. Then understanding came to me. He says, there will be one nation that will rise in that dark hour. And that nation is called the body of Christ, who will be Israel's best friend. And listen, we're coming to a point where that is a reality. When everyone turns their back on Israel, the one nation, the biblical nation, the spiritual nation that cannot turn its back on Israel and will not is the church. And we must remember that and we must stand firm with that. But time is coming, and right now it's been very popular for a lot of people to stand with Israel. But I believe that the day is coming very soon. We're in the middle of the four blood moons. That popularity is going to go away, and though it's going to take a real courage to be able to publicly stand boldly with our friends in Israel, we want to encourage you to do that. Get strong now, get courageous now, because you'll need to draw on that courage in the time to come. The second thing he says, another turning point, is the sounds of heavenly hope. And he says recently that during his time of recovery, he was in his bedroom and he heard an amazing audible encounter. He says, I heard music I have never heard before. It was brilliant, the clear sounds of orchestrated chimes and bell choirs ringing in my room. I thought I was hearing the amazing sounds of heaven in a dream, but I realized I was awake and the sounds were echoing in my room. I wondered, what in the world is this? Never heard anything like this before. I searched my room to check the source, the alarm clock, and my iPhone. But the sound of the bells and chimes continued to ring forth. Then I realized, oh my gosh, this is not natural. This is the sounds of the heavenly hope ringing audibly in my room. Then all of a sudden, after about 5 minutes, as the music began to fade away, I knew I had just received a message on my iPhone that I needed to check. Sure enough, right at that moment, I received a notification from a friend of an unusual encouragement, assuring me that God had everything under control and that provision would be on the way. Yes, the bells of heavenly hope are ringing in the earthly realm. Tune your ear to hear the sounds of heaven in the earth realm. Hope is on the way. And it's so important because hope doesn't, you know, disappoint. Hope in God will encourage you. And that's what you got to do during times like this. You got to find out, where is my hope, and do you have misplaced hope? Did you put your hope somewhere else? Hope in God never fails. And so we want to encourage you, and he's encouraging us as he's hearing this. This is the second turning point that he received. The third one is the West Coast Rumble. He said, the word of the Lord came to me twice in the month of August, speaking to me about the West Coast Rumble, a spiritual shaking coming to California and the entire West Coast. Well, let's not forget that in the month of August, San Francisco just had a natural earthquake, mm-hmm. but he's talking about a spiritual shaking. He calls it the rumble. He is going to rumble, speaking about God, along Highway 101 and Highway 110, up and down the coast and all the way from San Diego to Vancouver, British Columbia, and seaports all along the way. He will do a new dance step called the rumba, and the West Coast will no longer be called the left coast, as he will rumble with presence, saturated miracles performed with great ease. Get ready. The rumble is coming. This is encouraging stuff because we're expecting and believing for the harvest. We're believing for a third great awakening. We're believing for an outpouring of the Spirit that's going to bring millions to the Lord. He says, I saw my auditorium in Pasadena, California, again in a dream on a recent morning. He said to me, the birthing room is now in place to watch over the movement as it begins. Travail will fall on Mott and many assemblies where they turn to seek my face. If they seek my face and not my hand, they will get both this time around. Wow. Let me read that again. If they seek my face and not my hand, they will get both this time around. He says the birthing room is now in place. And God's speaking prophetically to so many people. You know, many are hearing that, listen, that there are tough times right around the corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a season of shift. This is a season. Something is up in the spiritual realm. But at the same token, God is going to do some really amazing things. And so some of the best and worst of times, you just want to make sure that you're in the river of God. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be following the ways of the Lord, because everything that can be shaken will be shaken. You just don't want to be in the thing that's being shaken, because you're going to fall right on out.
That's right.
You want to make sure that you're standing on the rock of Christ. And the fourth thing that he mentions is the door of heaven is open. This is the fourth turning point. I've been given the opportunity, he says, to see a different realm of angels that I have ever seen. In the seer realm, I began to see angels with sickles in their hand coming down the ladder of heaven into the earth realm. I inquired of the Holy Spirit, and he instructed me that angels of the harvest have been released. The scripture was illuminated to me from Joel 3:13. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. I was given an encounter where a door was open and a wind blew through it, and it startled me. I turned toward the door and I asked, what is this? The Holy Spirit replied, the door of the harvest is now open. I am not declaring that this is the door of the great harvest, but rather another time or a season in the Lord of the harvest of souls that is coming in. I'm telling you, this is divine appointment he's talking about. We're believing that this harvest of souls is coming. It's so encouraging, because there's nothing that gets you more, I guess, excited and cranked up just for God to see the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit in someone's life. Someone who said, my life was horrible, destroyed, going nowhere, depressed, train wreck after train wreck. And then I had an encounter with this man called Jesus, fully God, fully man. And when I received him into my heart, it changed everything. Mm-hmm. Listen, that's exciting. We want to see more of that happen. Let's continue to fan the flames of God in our heart and continue to share the hope of Jesus Christ with the entire world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.